In a statement, the Diebold Nixdorf board credited CEO Andy Mattis with transforming the company's strategy. It complimented him on the merger he engineered with former competitor Wincor Nixdorf to create the world's largest ATM company, but it asked for his resignation. Corporate spokesman Mike Jacobson says it came down to the financial performance. As to what's next?
One question that I think a lot of people might ask is, what's the timeline for identifying a permanent CEO replacement? And, you know, from our perspective, the most important factor is to find the right leader with the appropriate mix of experience. And we've employed executive search firm Heidrick & Struggles with a lot of experience in this space.
Mattis joined Northeast Ohio-based Diebold in 2013. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.